This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready. No topic is too taboo and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I'm going to bed with two dope queens, co-creator, comedian, and actress Phoebe Robinson. Hey, girl.
Hi.
And the other person I'm going to bed with is my girl, celebrity makeup artist, gorgeous Julie Jules.
Hey.
Ladies, what is your drink of choice tonight?
Well, in this $4 Target mug, because I keep it very frugal, I have sparkling water, some tequila, and a spritz of lime juice. Just very simple, clean, easy.
I like it. First of all, how big is that cup? It's like a gallon. Thank God you're at home and not driving. Julie, what are you drinking?
I'm doing a little vodka with just a little bit of watermelon cucumber cooler, you know, summer vibes, keeping it light, wow, keeping it fresh.
I am having rosé. All right, ladies, I'm going to start off with woke fishing.
I just learned about it today, but break it down for us because it's a damn mess.
It's a new dating trend if you're using an app. So what it is that guys who use their profile to sound like they're so hip, they're woke, they're all about it. And then you start dating them and you realize this Negro knows nothing. He's not woke. He's not awake. He's none of it. Have you ever come across a guy like that?
I haven't, but to me, I'm like, this is insane. Because I'm like, if you're a trash person, mm-hmm, you don't get to level up. You fuck trash. If you are trash, trash fucks trash. And that's it. Like, people are going to find out eventually that you are not a good person.
Exactly. Exactly. What about you, Julie?
Don't be out here faking the funk. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to find out eventually. But I think as men, sometimes, you know, it may only thinking it's going to last 2 weeks anyway. So get in, get out. She's not even going to see that I'm not woke.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so I think that's the play right there.
All right, did you guys see the WAP video, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. First of all, I had to look up what it meant. That's how unwoke I am. Well, for those who don't know, it's wet ass pussy. I mean, come on. Watching that video, I was hot. I was bothered. I had to close my eyes in the beginning because of all the snakes. I don't like snakes. I was like, how are they doing this? It must be CGI. But what do you guys think that women can be so sexual and some people are feeling like we can't be that sexual?
You know, I think artists are ourselves in different moments. So what I mean by that is, like, you know, you have your Kirk Franklin, you go to him on Sunday to get your praise, you got your Toni Braxton when you broke up with your boyfriend, and you got your Cardi B and the Stallion for when you about to pop it and it's wet. Like, I don't understand why one music video has to define your whole life, you know?
I agree. We have Rick Ross, we have 2 Chainz who can do it and say it and be all about it, but the minute we do it, it's like, oh, it's too much.
The minute we do it and make it look good.
Ah, there you go. There you go. What do you think, Phoebe?
I mean, I think people should just get over it. It's just like, this song is about being wild, being crazy, sort of just kind of pushing it to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so just let people do that. Like, they're owning it. I mean, I was very concerned for their knees. I was like, oh my gosh. I like,
you're so practical.
Yeah, it was like not practical. I ordered Icy Hot because I got scared from my own back watching it. Like, it was just too much. But I think that Cardi and Megan just want to do something fun right now, especially because we're all inside. We're just like stuck in this COVID nightmare. And they wanted to just give us fashion. They wanted to give us looks. They wanted to give us like a hot viral moment. And they did that. So just let them do it. And just make sure your kids aren't watching it. Then I think you're fine,
exactly.
You know?
Now, let me ask you, if they had asked you to be in it, what would you have said? Let me get my Icy Hot.
let me get my Icy Hot. I'm just going to walk down the hallway like Kylie, who added nothing to it, but she walked. 10 steps.
She opened the door.
She looked good.
She opened
good.
The closed door.
I thought Kanye was going to pop out. I was scared.
Yeah, and Caitlin.
She did look good, though.
Yeah, she looks great.
Apparently, there's a list of 7 things you have to do to get in the mood. You have to set your intentions, make eye contact, dim the lights, turn your phone on silent, keep the space clear of any visual distractions, don't have any other bitches around. I think that's what they're saying. Do something that makes you feel sexy. So what do you ladies do to get in the mood?
I mean, I looked at this list and I was like, who's not looking at each other? Like, what are you looking at? If you're not looking at me, why are you here?
Right.
If you're right? on your phone, why are you here? This is wild. I like a good sort of sensual Spotify playlist to feel good in the mood. I don't fit my lingerie right now because of all my quarantine COVID. Weight. So I'm just right. rocking like Hanes her way, like just very basic ass underwear, making it work. And I like to light some candles.
Ooh, candles is good. Now, do you shave? Do you mm-hmm. wax? Do you put on perfume? Do you maybe put a little vaginal juice behind your ears? Or what you doing? Wow.
I do perfume and I do shave.
Okay. The fact that I'm cracking you up, I'm so happy about that. Julie, what do you do?
I feel like I'm a little bit more primal. I'm just kind of like, I want to do it. Let's do it. Like, I don't have time to find the playlist or do the candles. We're just going to get into it.
You're like a dude.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I know you want to do it. I want to do it. So, like, why are we going to? I've got to put on Sade. You know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I did like the list, though. If I have time, mm-hmm. like, on holidays, Valentine's Day, I will definitely put some extra effort into it. Mm-hmm. But just your basic 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, it's kind of just on and popping.
Gotcha. Would you ever take Viagra, female Viagra, instead of the blue pill, a pink pill? I think I would have to be, for me, I would have to be in my late 70s. And then I have no desire. And then I would need it just to, you know, satisfy my man. I don't know if I want to take a pill for that.
Yeah, because it feels like it's not as authentic, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you have to take a pill, it feels less sexy. It's like, hold up, I'm going to take a pill now. And then 3 hours, we're going to bone?
Yeah.
I'm not playing out like that. I'm not. There's no need for an itinerary to bone. Like, just... You know, I can't do it.
Phoebe, you have a boyfriend.
Yes, my boyfriend. We have been quarantined together since March. So
we
are around each other and spending time together. It's good. It is really good. We're still keeping it sexy, but because we quarantine in an apartment, it's very intimate. So like as much sex as we're having, we're also hearing each other fart all the time. So it is a good mix of like... romantic and best friendship right now.
Now, did you live together before quarantine?
We did. We lived together for like a year and a half before it. So it's actually been like pretty enjoyable. Like, of course, we've definitely had the moments where we're like, I'm so sick of seeing you. Right, you have to go to the other room. Right. But other than that, it's been really, really good.
Has he ever dressed up for you? Has your man ever dressed up for you, Julie?
Dressed up how?
Like, you know, I don't know, erotic wear. I had a guy who I was dating, walked into the room with a robe. When he took the robe off, it's almost like Chippendales. He had the collar, he had the cuffs, and the little...
Leave it out.
And I was so turned off by it.
Off. That's a turn off. That's definitely... You should not be more into it than me. Like,
that's
you can't
like gigolo shit.
Yeah, no.
No.
Leave the dress up. No reveals here. I don't need it. Thank you.
No makeover. Yeah. Thank you very much.
This isn't
much.
RuPaul's no Drag Race. We don't need a costume change. Yeah.
No, we do not. So, okay. So let's say your guys are not around. Are you... using a vibrator?
No vibrator. I handle it with my hands. I am analog.
Really?
I'm AM radio. Wow. Yeah.
I'm AM radio.
I'm Bluetooth.
Are you Bluetooth? She's such a millennial.
Right?
She's such a millennial. I can't with you. Really, your fingers. I feel like that doesn't go as fast enough as I wanted to.
It doesn't take, I think that takes 30 minutes.
It doesn't. Yeah.
And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, am I hungry?
You got to
buy
focused.
Those boots that I wanted. You know, you start thinking about all kinds of stuff. All right, ladies, we're going to take a break and we're going to come right back. We're getting into a little bit of a pillow talk. Phoebe, your guy is from the UK and Julie, your guy is from Paris. Tell me about the overseas dick. I need to know if I'm missing out. Did you meet your man from overseas, Phoebe?
No, he's from the UK, but we met in New York when he was tour managing for this rock band.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So as a single girl, I want to know, should I be going to Europe to get my dick, to find my dick? Where should
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel, Julie.
Yes. I wasn't even trying to go international. Mm-hmm. And I've always been someone who's like, I hate accents. I think they're, you know, so annoying. Yeah. And I think it's just because I always go opposite. So when I met my now boyfriend, and I mean, I can't get enough of the accent now. I'm like, talk to me. Say something.
Read the newspaper, anything.
I just love it. And I think that it's a whole different kind of thinking process, which is really refreshing.
Listen, I was just in Rome with the housewives. And I have to say, there's something about the European swagger, the Italian swagger, the way they speak, the way they dress, the way they look at you. Their eye contact is like on. You know what I mean? And I
feel like they're a man's man.
Yeah,
like they're a man's. I feel like they're. Exactly.
Yeah. And out of all the housewives that were there, I was the only one that was single. So my neck was just like. What makes European dick better besides the accent?
I think they are more attentive.
Definitely. I can agree with that.
It's more attentive. It's more making sure you're also having a great time as well. And I just feel like American men are just like bang, 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 like they're doing construction on the highway. And I feel like, you know, European men know that it takes time. Yeah. And we're here to enjoy each other. Like there's no race. This isn't a, you know what I mean? It's a marathon. We're going to like tease it out. And I really appreciate that.
I love that. All right, sex playlist. Phoebe, I heard you're into YouTube. Mm-hmm. What is it about Bono? Yeah. What is it about Bono? He is sexy.
Okay,
is sexy.
So U2 is my... He is. And so U2 is my favorite band. But my boyfriend was like, there can be no U2 on any sex playlist. Like, we cannot... That's not going down our house.
Really?
There could be no pictures of him in the bedroom. Yep. So the bedroom and all the sexual activity is U2 free.
Okay.
Which I think is fair. That's fair.
Did he bring in something that he likes?
Well, we just sort of like to mix up. Like, it's a lot of like R&B, a lot of her, just a lot of like, we're going to get down, we're going to make love, and it's going to be like really like nice and sensual. It's a lot of that. Instead of U2, which I think makes, like, I don't want to be, like, bone into, like, Vertigo. Like, that's not, that makes no sense.
Nobody wants to do that.
How loud is the music for the playlist? Like, do you want to hear yourself or do you not want to hear yourself?
Oh, I think it has to be a little bit of both, right? I love Maxwell. Oh. For me, it's Maxwell, it's Luther, it's, you know, old school. I do love her, too. And, you know, a little bit of Jill Scott never hurt nobody.
Yes. I think you want like a good volume. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you don't want it to be too loud where you're like, oh, that's my jam. Like you should not get taken out of the moment. Because you're like, oh, I love this song.
Not that's my jam. Oh my That's so funny. Do you think all men cheat? I feel like not all men cheat, but I believe maybe once a cheater, always a cheater. You know, I feel that it depends on when you get them. You know, I think it depends on when you get them. If they just come out of something, they may want to play around. They're not ready to settle down. So they may cheat. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm such a romantic.
I don't want to say all men cheat.
Yeah. I want to feel like there are some good guys out there, that I'm with a good guy and that like, not going to cheat. And so that's where I'm at. But I do think, like, if you're going to date, I don't know, an athlete, like a basketball player, it's just like good luck because it's sort of like that lifestyle. Like when you are a man and you reach this level of success, like whether you're famous or you're really wealthy, I think it just changes. And like, you just have too much vagina coming your way that it's hard to like swat it all. Like you just can't.
Too many choices. And I always say, are all pussy the same pussy? Just because guys get so... No?
Nope.
Do tell, Julie. Do tell. I want to know why you know, but do tell.
I mean, I've never had anybody not come back. So I feel like, you know, it must be something different over here because it's not out there. Okay.
So do you think all men cheat?
I used to think when I was younger, I definitely thought like, okay, all guys cheat. But I feel like I do believe all men can cheat, but I think it's more how you cheat. You know what I mean? So is it like, was it your wife was at home every day trying to make it the best life for you too, and you just went and cheated on her? Okay, that's terrible. Or is it that your wife wasn't really into you like that anymore? Didn't want to have sex with you as much? I feel like I can rationalize
it. But you got to work on it.
But what if she doesn't want to work on it? Or he doesn't want to work on it? I'll go both ways.
Well, that's a different story, but I don't think you can categorize. I don't think you can go, okay, is it because she's at home, she doesn't want to do it? Or he's just, you know, a little antsy, or maybe there's a new girl at work. I feel like cheating is cheating.
I think you have to match sexual energy, though. Like, if you're somebody who likes it 10 times a day, don't go be with somebody who can do it once a month type of thing.
But everybody acts like they love it in the beginning. I know I have.
And you go through ups and downs. Like, so you'll be like wanting to bang all the time, but then you have like a low period where you're like, I just want to chill. And I think that's what all relationships are, those ebbs and flows. So I don't want you to give up on me just because maybe we're not like having as much sex. Like, talk to me. Don't just go, you know what I mean? Right. Like, don't make me set your car on fire. Talk to me.
Would you rather a guy say to you, listen, I really dig you, let's do this, but I'm not going to be faithful? I personally would rather a guy be that upfront.
I don't know.
I'd rather know. Absolutely.
But would you be okay with it knowing?
Would I be okay with it? Maybe if he was a billionaire and I was in my 70s.
Are you going to find another partner then too?
I might. I think at a certain point, there's some women that say, as long as you don't embarrass me, as long as you don't disrespect the family, that they sort of turn away. I don't know if I'm that girl, but I mean, actually, I know I'm not that girl. I'll probably kill somebody if that happened, but I feel like some women are okay with it. I'd rather know ahead of time that, you know what, we're going to get together, but it's not going to be that serious. And then I can do my own thing as opposed to me thinking we're going to be this amazing couple and then he's out doing something else. I stumped you. I stumped you. Have you ever cheated?
No, I just feel like I would feel so bad. Never. I would feel so guilty.
No.
I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I don't think it would be as good. I'd be thinking about my partner.
Wow. Mm. I plead the fifth then. Okay, let's move on. Would you be willing to have an app that a guy can control? Like he puts a device into you and, you know.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Oh, okay. Take a minute. Tell me what you think. Take a minute, Julie.
I think that's sexy. Like when the guy can be the one controlling things and getting it started. I like that. And like nobody else can cut. Maybe we can do it in public and nobody know what's going on but me and you. I like that.
Baby, are we back into radio? Where are we?
I think I would try. Like, I like a new iPhone, so I might like a new sort of app like this to try it out. I'd give it a go.
Okay. Okay.
But I don't know if I can handle it, like, in public. Like, I just think, like, if I would just make too much noise, I'd be like, ah! Like, I don't... like, I wouldn't be able to be discreet.
That's the point, though, because only your man will know why you're screaming. So it's like...
And other people would think you have Tourette's.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's fine. I am so excited to share with you guys the Bonnet Chronicles podcast is here. You know Tammy Roman from Basketball Wives or as an actress and a comedian. But I'm sure a lot of you know her Bonnet Chronicles, which she does on Instagram. No holds barred. Tell it like it is. Well, now I'm going to tell you it is a podcast. And she has people following her like Halle Berry, Taraji P. Henson, Tiffany Haddish. So it's her and her husband, Reggie Youngblood. And they're going to keep it real about sex, love, relationships, all that. And every now and then, Tammy's daughters are going to stop by to give their young perspective on the topics that they're talking about. Nothing is off limits in the Bonnet Chronicles, so you don't want to miss an episode. Subscribe to Bonnet Chronicles podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast, and new episodes drop every Wednesday. Let's get into the nightcap. I have a special guest who literally quit medical school to find the perfect orgasm. She's the founder and CEO of adult toy company, Laura DiCarlo, and the creator of the most advanced toy I've ever heard of, the Osei 2. Welcome, Laura DiCarlo.
Hello. How are you, beautiful?
First of all, you don't need to create anything. Look at you. You're a walking orgasm.
No, her voice. She can just record.
All of it. All of it. The whole package.
Oh my God, I love you.
So tell us a little bit about you. Tell us how you created this amazing product. Tell me everything.
So yeah, I was in med school at Portland State. I was going to night school, working for a doctor, and then I had this orgasm and I lost my mind. I was dating men and women and couples all at the same time.
It
was,
So who did you have the amazing orgasm with? A man, a woman, a couple?
It was with a guy.
Okay.
It was with a straight guy who like really took a lot of pride in knowing what he's doing. So it actually stimulated the glans clitoris on the outside and the rest of the clitoris on the inside.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a seizure off the side of the bed and like laid there with one leg like hitched up on the bed, staring at the ceiling with my back on the cold tile, just thinking, how do I do that again? By myself.
I would have had a leg cramp and not gotten up.
It was a good time. And I tested that out on some of the women I was dating. I was like, oh, not just me. Okay, let's see where this goes. About 5 years later, here I am.
Wow. Okay, well, tell us what you created. Tell us about, you know, Osei.
I wanted something that could recreate that particular experience. I wanted something that actually fit me. If any of you have tried some of these products, like things that are supposed to stay, like the one I tried in public where they had the little app, but they're like, oh, I'm going to give you an orgasm. I was like, this isn't working.
Oh, no.
It doesn't fit me.
Oh, no.
And it just like popped out of, like straight up just popped out of my vagina. And I was like, it's like dangling around in my pants. And like, this is awkward. I'm at dinner. So I wanted something that was totally customizable and utilized biomimicry, not just vibration, but the mimicry of human motion.
Wow.
So we wanted something that looked like that come hither motion with the fabled G-spot, which causes the entire clitoris to swell. And when you stimulate that wholesome bitch, your head will roll off your shoulders.
Wow.
And that's what happened. Actually, I ended up partnering with Oregon State University. And we had all these patents and we had this prototype and we decided, hey, why not apply for this big award? So we applied for the biggest damn award we could get our hands on, the Consumer Electronics Show. CES for 2019, and we got it. It's in an international show. I was just completely floored. And then they took it away a month later because they were like, oh, that's profane. And I was like,
no, they didn't.
Say that one more time.
But you obviously, you persevered, and here we are.
You know, they didn't give us our award back, but what we did do is we took that news to the world and we told them what happened, and we got a lot of support. Right now is not a great time to be overly patriarchal, obviously.
Right.
So they actually ended up coming back to us and saying, we want to be better. And we actually partnered with them to change their policies to allow sex tech at their show in 2020. And we did it in a way that's really respectful and tastefully done. And I believe if you've got tech that isn't demoralizing or objectifying human bodies and it's really solving problems and it's really innovative, then hell yeah, it should be at the show.
And it's making people happy.
Yeah. No, freaking orgasms are so good for you.
So good for you.
Ecstatic.
So, well, all right, we're going to ask a couple of questions and I want you ladies just to, you know, let me know. What's the most amount of orgasms you had in one?
11.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Yep.
How 11. You have that at the ready?
I couldn't, right. I couldn't even like function for 2 days after that.
11?
I take this very seriously.
Obviously.
Clearly.
How many hours in between? Did you wait like 20 minutes?
It was like 7 hours nonstop. Like,
are you kidding?
Water breaks, food breaks.
I didn't even see like the sun for 3 days. I just like stayed inside.
Laura, are you single?
Not after this podcast.
Right?
That's what I'm thinking. Wow. Ladies, you have to answer my question. Phoebe, Julie.
Gosh, I'm not 11, but I'm probably like, I don't know, six.
Oh, six is pretty good.
Yeah, Bae and I like to have long sessions. So we'll do a water break. I'll have to tap out sometimes. We'll be like, sort of recoup myself and then go back in.
I would say six for me too. Like, yeah, six would probably be my highest.
I feel like an amateur. Laura, can you have multiples? With or without your product, actually?
Yeah. Actually, I did that yesterday.
She's giving testimony, people. Yeah. Testimony.
I'm here for it.
So I have a little surprise for y'all.
Yes!
Phoebe, Julie, and Garcelle, if you go check your actual real inbox, you all have a brand new Osei 2, which is our latest product. We've completely revamped our original product.
I'll see you guys next year.
Right? And one of our top selling products, it's called Bocce. It's just a clitoral stimulator. This thing is mind blowing.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Oh my God. So. Christmas came early. Thank you, Santa, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Next time we talk, I'm going to ask that same question and it should be at least seven in a row.
Wow. I'm here for
excited.
I have some sexy rapid fire questions to ask you. What's your favorite position, ladies? I like it from the back. Not anal.
I think I'm missionary. I like to just chill. I want to lay down.
Yeah.
I've worked too hard.
Yeah. I think like overall missionary is probably my favorite too. But
yeah.
Okay. What's the most time that you've spent giving oral?
I'm 10 minutes max.
What? How are you 10 minutes?
Max.
Max?
Max.
I haven't even gotten started at 10 minutes.
I don't give head to make them come. I don't know.
What?
No. We'll do that later.
Oh, wow. You're so, specific.
Yeah, come on. Just go for 30 minutes. Go the length of an episode of Living Single. Get it done.
With commercials, I can do it without commercials. But with commercials, it's a no.
Now, wait a minute. Julie, I know something. You don't like getting head.
No, I don't.
Why?
Like I said, I'm primal. I just like beating the meat. Like, let's just get to it. Let's get that thing in there. Put the key in the ignition. Let's go. I want to drive. I don't need to warm up the car. Like,
wow.
I like
beat the meat.
So.
Are you Rocky preparing for a boxing match? Beat the meat.
It sounds like this is fun. I am so excited. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again. And I'm sure I'll be thanking you like in a couple of days.
You just let me know. We've got a bunch of other stuff coming out. I'm super excited.
You're going to have to come back. On and on and on and on.
I will come and come again.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Sorry.
All right, ladies, we're going to move on to my favorite part of the show. This is where you get to highlight someone that's made you laugh, that's inspired you, that's made you just happy to be alive. So we call it going to bed with. So I'm going to start with you, Phoebe. Who would you like to go to bed with tonight?
I would like to go to bed with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. His Instagram posts, he always posts pictures of him hanging out with his daughters and like doing these cute like father-daughter moments. And then he also posts pictures of him just eating like tons of pancakes. So I'm like, you're a tender person and you love carbs. I'm the same way. Let's get into bed together. Let's do it.
Julie, who do you want to go to bed with? Who do you want to highlight?
Meg Thee Stallion, because she's been going through so much and still came out with this amazing video with Cardi B. Because I think, you know, when we see women down and out, it's easy to be like, oh, she's down, she's out, she'll be gone. You know, and for her to come back, like, I got my foot shot, that's cool. I'm going to learn from that, but I'm also going to move forward and have the number one record on Billboard next week. Thank you, but goodbye.
Love it. Laura, who do you want to go to bed with?
I'd probably say Lizzo. I love her music, because it kills me.
Yeah.
And I could belt that shit out all day long. She makes me happy.
Perfect. I chose tonight to go to bed with Kamala Harris. And not because of anything political, but
just
because She is a badass. She's smart. She's articulate. And she's really given us some energy, you know, since they announced
you
her.
You just want to go to the White House.
I would like to go to the White House if it's not occupied by the person it's occupied by right now.
Right. I love
that. Nice. Ladies,
I so enjoyed having every one of you here. I've learned so much. I've laughed so hard. I love women supporting women. So thank you. So let's start with Phoebe. Where do you want people to follow you? What do you want them to know?
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Dope Queen Phoebs. That's P-H-E-E-B-S. And my new podcast, advice podcast, is out. It's called Black Frasier. And I interview celebs. And then we give audience advice. And it's super fun. But that's available now.
Awesome.
Love it.
Laura?
You can find us at www.lauradicarlo.com. That's LORADICARLO. You can find me on social media at Laura_DiCarlo and the company social media at LauraDiCarlo_HQ.
Fabulous. And thank you again for our gifts.
I can't wait. Yes, have fun. Let me know how you like them.
Will do. Julie. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at jjulesbeauty. That's J-J-U-L-E-S beauty.
Awesome. All right, ladies. Thank you. Have a great night.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss this grown and sexy conversation. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle or on Twitter at Garcelle B. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions. Distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson. Hosted by Garcelle Beauvais, executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers, Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer, Lene Sanders. Music is from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.